From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump returned to his assessment that there is blame on both sides after being criticized for such comments following the deadly violence last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump's remarks followed a more deliberate statement he made on Monday in Washington. He praised his own controversial Saturday statement, even pulling it from his suit pocket to read it again. He also followed that recitation by angrily laying blame on liberal groups, in addition to white supremacists in Charlottesville, for violence. He said, quote, "There are two sides to a story," end quote. He also added that some facts about the violence were still unknown. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the United States believes diplomacy deserves a chance to resolve the current tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Jong-un, we would like to have talks with him when the time is right, when they show that they are serious.
Nauert cited North Korea's two nuclear tests last year, as well as the two ICBM tests in July, as evidence that North Korea is not serious at this point. Kenyans continue to wait in suspense for a statement by opposition leader Raila Odinga. He has rejected the results of the presidential election announced on Friday and claims that the election was rigged. Odinga said his NASA coalition were scheduled to announce their next move on Tuesday, but they have instead released a statement postponing the remarks until Wednesday, given what they call the urgency and complexity and delicate nature of the issues being considered. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson released the State Department's annual report on religious freedom in 199 countries and territories around the globe on Tuesday.
Almost 80% of the global population live with restrictions on or hostilities to limit their freedom of religion. Where religious freedom is not protected, we know that instability, human rights abuses, and violent extremism have a greater opportunity to take root.
Tillerson singled out seven countries for an array of abuses in the way their governments treat the faithful. They were Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan. He laid out his most detailed indictment against Islamic State, saying the group is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence focused on regional security and the dangers of global extremist violence and transnational crime in a speech he delivered at the Buenos Aires Stock Exchange on Tuesday.
Under President Donald Trump, the United States will always put the security and prosperity of America first. But as I hope my presence here today demonstrates, America first does not mean America alone.
Pence's comments came during a day packed that has included meetings with local officials and a visit to the city's Grand Cathedral. Pence's visit to Latin America comes amid unrest in Venezuela and concern by its neighbors about a possible American military role. The death toll from massive mudslides in Sierra Leone's capital was certain to rise Tuesday as bodies washed up on a beach and workers searched for an untold number of people buried in their homes. The Red Cross estimates that 600 people were still missing. Mustafa Kamanga is a Red Cross volunteer, and he describes the mission.
We are not here to come and save life because it has already been done yesterday. We are only coming out to see how we'll be able to exhume those ones that have been already naturally buried in the ground. We are trying to exhume them and take them to the mortuary and perhaps give them a barrier, a safe and sound barrier.
Authorities have said more than 300 people were killed in and around Freetown during heavy rains. The former number two leader of al-Shabaab says he has quit the Somalia-based militant group. Muktar Robo, also known as Abu Mansour, made the announcement to journalists at a Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday. He said he left the group because of differences with other al-Shabaab leaders. A former al-Shabaab official indicated he is holding talks with the Somali government and said that he is hopeful to pave way for lasting peace. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.